Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the British Indian Ocean territory of Diego Garcia, this is user member Kerm, from abovejobsecrets.com. On Wednesday, July 22, 2005, U.S. District Judge John C. Cowanor sentenced Ahmed Rassam, the Millennium Bomber, to 22 years in prison. Rassam was arrested entering Port Angeles from British Columbia in December 1999. In his possession were 124 pounds of bomb-making materials. Rassam initially cooperated with authorities, but later ceased cooperation, citing mental anguish. Judge Cowanor's remarks.
Okay. Let me say a few things. First of all, it will come as no surprise to anybody that this sentencing is one that I have struggled with a great deal, more than any other sentencing that I've had in the 24 years I've been on the bench. I've done my very best to arrive at a period of confinement that appropriately recognizes the severity of the intended offense, but also recognizes the practicalities of the parties' positions before trial, and the cooperation of Mr. Rassam, even though it did terminate prematurely. The message I would hope to convey in today's sentencing is twofold. First, that we have the resolve in this country to deal with the subject of terrorism, and people who engage in it should be prepared to sacrifice a major portion of their life in confinement. Secondly, though, I would like to convey the message that our system works. We did not need to use a secret military tribunal, or detain the defendant indefinitely as an enemy combatant, or deny him the right to counsel, or invoke any proceedings beyond those guaranteed by or contrary to the United States Constitution. I would suggest that the message to the world from today's sentencing is that our courts have not abandoned our commitment to the ideals that set our nation apart. We can deal with the threats to our national security without denying the accused fundamental constitutional protections. Despite the fact that Mr. Rassam is not an American citizen, and despite the fact that he entered this country intent upon killing American citizens, he received an effective, vigorous defense, and the opportunity to have his guilt or innocence determined by a jury of 12 ordinary citizens. Most importantly, all of this occurred in the sunlight of a public trial. There were no secret proceedings, no indefinite detention, no denial of counsel. The tragedy of September 11th shook our sense of security and made us realize that we too are vulnerable to acts of terrorism. Unfortunately, some believe that this threat renders a constitution obsolete. This is a constitution for which men and women have died, and continue to die, and which has made us a model among nations. If that view is allowed to prevail, the terrorists will have won. It is my sworn duty, and as long as there is breath in my body I'll perform it, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. We will be in recess.
I agree with the comments of Judge Cowanor, a Ronald Reagan appointee. The United States of America has been called the Great Experiment. The world has never seen a nation such as this, founded upon liberty and the rule of law, endure. The moment that we let an enemy, foreign or domestic, force us to suspend or act contrary to the principles upon which our country was founded, the Great Experiment has become a failure.